Hi, thank you so much for waiting. My name is Aubrey. I'm the financial director here for your area. How are we doing today, Devin?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I certainly cannot complain today. I'm loving it today.
I just told him I was eating lunch when he called. I wrapped up lunch. I'm just kind of pacing around, but I've only got a couple minutes left before I got to get back to it.
Yeah, not a problem. He actually left me some notes here, detailing that you are on a bit of a time crunch here, so I will make this brief but detailed for you, okay? Just looking at some of his notes here just to make sure I, have everything my ducks in a row here. So you've been in business for 6 months. So is this a kind of like a first-time look into, like, online marketing, or is this more of like kind of like a touch-and-go situation?
For me, I've got Angie Leads and stuff, Home Advisor, mm-hmm. whatever the hell it is. And I've got, a couple of other, like, Thumbtack and stuff like that set up. But, I told him, I've got several buddies that own companies. And I've spoken with them in the past, or, they've told me about where they've done this sort of thing. And I've seen them pay, anywhere from, 4, 6, 7, 8 thousand a month. Some of them are much more affordable. So that's where I was kind of wanting to, price would be obviously a factor. So luckily, as I explained to him, it's been pretty good since I started. Because I've been doing it for a while and had a lot of customers that wanted to follow me. So that was, tremendous. But, I'm definitely still open to, more work, more money is nothing I'm ever going to, throw away. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's pretty much what we're here to do, right? We're here to consolidate all of that into a streamlined search engine optimization, right? So, I mean, Angie Leads, of course, is good for a lot of businesses. I'm not saying it's a bad, tool to use. But comes some things that come with that. You know what I mean? Yeah, hit or miss, right? So we kind of try to take away that entire area of business by presenting you with people who are just going to contact you directly, right? And the way we do that is complete Google local optimization setup, right? So Doug has informed me that he wanted to go ahead and place the new business credit on here. So I will go ahead and do that for you, of course. So that will make your set flat rate pricing at $249 month to month, right? We do have a one-time setup fee. It's just $99. It's usually $299, but it goes along with your discount here, so it's going to be $99 for you here. That's just to make sure we get your setup going, we get your data and analytics going, and get you moving up into those rankings. Okay. So your first initial investment would be $348, and then it would just be $249 month to month, the entirety of the time that you're with us. Okay. So there's no ballooning, there's no inflation or anything like that.
Okay.
All right.
Now, that's a much better price than I expected.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're trying to consolidate all of the extras to make it not only more affordable, obviously, but we want to make sure that this is something that covers all of your bases for business, right? So we don't just give you the local optimization setup and call it a day. We do include you in the top 5 directories, right? So Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We do create your initial content for Bing. And then we get you exposure on iPhones, Android, laptop, PC. We cover all of those bases for you. We do, of course, run that on your keywords, right? So you can add as many keywords as you like. Just make sure that they're, services that you offer, right? We can't have paint keywords just to draw eyes, to concrete, right? That's not good for business on both ends of things. So, example, if somebody goes to type in, security or systems or anything like that, you're going to be the one that pops up on that first page for them. Okay. Now this is of course how these other companies are capitalizing on 90% of these keyword searches, because these are all done daily, right? So just typing in security alone, you're getting 1500 daily searches just in the last 30 days, right? So that's what we're here to get those eyes on you, right? And obviously you see the value in capitalizing on that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what we do here is we do target specific locations for you, right? We're not just throwing it all over the place. So we do want to make sure we target those specific locations. We do get you, again, on computer and mobile, and we target towards your peak hours of business, right? Now, being a premier Google partner, they allow us to also bundle their advertising services with our services. you might not need all those extra services right now. We want to get you into the flow, get those, that revenue coming in, get those analytics going. And then once everything is really coming through for you, if you feel like you want to reach outside your city and in a larger area, you can go ahead and start, you know, upgrading for ads and things like that. Okay.
So right now, yeah, I'm actually, so I just got registered as a FEMA contractor to do disaster relief, you know, type stuff, where, you know, installing security stuff, you know, in these areas where hurricane blah blah. So Florida is a big area of interest for me right now, and that's where I do have a couple of hurdles to jump through there, as far as, you know, there's a lot more certifications that you have to obtain for the state of Florida,
right.
Whereas Ohio is much more, you know, just go install it, you know, we don't care.
Gotcha.
So there's that, but so Florida is absolutely somewhere I am looking toward, like Tampa, St. Pete type area.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, excellent, excellent. And then with that, do you use, you know, I see it says you have a website. It's like a kind of like a yes and no kind of thing. Like a
right now it's brand.site/Burchett Security. I bought BurchettSecurity.com. I just have to fill out the registration with ICANN to register the website to my name so that I can actually link my domain to that website.
Gotcha.
But the website's
okay.
Pretty, it's bare bones. You know, I don't have any of my specific products, anything like that. I just, you know, just says, you know, Burchett Security, we do security. Give me your information, I'll call you.
Gotcha. Okay. So for the reason I was asking for that is because we can do one of two things here with that. If you wanted to use your current website that you have, that you just kind of have sitting there, kind of getting built on, we can help you with that, right? Or if you wanted us to build you a website from top to bottom, we can do that for you as well. And all of that comes, of course, included. So there's no extra cost for that. So that comes down to, do you want to, you want us to work with you on your domain, or do you want us to create one for you? That's kind of what that comes down to.
So when you say create one for me, since I already bought BurchettSecurity.com, mm-hmm. can it still be linked to that address if I give you guys,
if you opt to use your website, we wouldn't even go around with building a brand new one from ground up. We would just assist you in building the website you have, right? So any pictures, or so like before, after pictures you send us, templates that, you know, for color schemes, fonts and things like that, tabs, hyperlinks, you know, scheduling for work or for business. So, you know, like 8 to 5, for instance, we have all of that in your website for you. So we do that for top to bottom rebuilding, and we do that for assisting you with your own website.
Okay. So if you built me one, it could not be BurchettSecurity.com. Is that right?
Yeah. It would have to be a slight difference. You know what I mean? It could be, you know, BurchettSecurityLLC.com or, you know, anything like that. But of course you wouldn't be able to have a duplicate exact website domain name.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And then, so for Facebook, right? Social media, do you have like a business page or anything like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you have one. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. So the reason I was asking that, of course, is because what comes along with your package is Facebook ads, right? So we run those exactly how you see Facebook ads when you're sitting with family and friends. You're talking about the pizza joint you wanted to go to, or a movie you wanted to see, car you wanted to buy, and now Hulu is throwing ads at you for that. YouTube's throwing ads at you for that. Facebook's throwing ads at you for that. That's how our mm-hmm. our Facebook ads work as well, right? So if somebody is searching on Facebook, viewing pictures about it, viewing stories about it, they're going to get your ad popping up on their Facebook ad, right? And we make it a quick connection too. So once they click on that ad, it's not taking them to like a proxy site or anything like that. They're going to click that ad and get taken directly to your website, right? Which means they'll call you directly, they'll email you directly and all of that.
And can I ask you a question real quick? What's the name of your guys' company?
We are Local Splash.
No cost.
Yes,
I know
where you guys
based California. Out of anyway. California?
Yes, Fountain Valley, California. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, not to be insensitive or anything, but it's just, I've had a couple calls, but it's foreign people every time. Not that there's anything wrong with foreign people, but it just, you know. So you guys are based in the U.S., and you guys have your call centers, everything in the U.S.?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cool. Okay. But to me, that's just a positive, just because it's just easier to engage, talk. It's just, you know, obviously frustrating when you're sitting there trying to talk to someone and you got a language barrier, and it's just, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me, I get it. I've been in the game for a very long time. I've been there.
Yeah, I've had calls several times, but I haven't actually taken the time to. Like I said, I've got a lot of friends that own companies, and they've done similar stuff like this. But I hadn't actually taken the time just because it was, you know, just because of that kind of issue right there. So that's cool that you guys are based in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're centered here. So if I call you guys ever for help, it's going to be most likely someone I'm speaking to is going to be easy to talk to.
Yeah. So, and that comes down to our 24/7 customer service, right? So that's if you need things like, you know, making changes to your account or, you know, you have any questions that are after normal business hours and things like that. We have our customer support line for that. So you'll be able to call in, you know, make any changes, notes and things like that. And on top of that, we also do give you your own dashboard, right? So that's for all of your, you know, your customized tracking, your reporting system. It will also have generally our customer support number in there as well if you need it. But what that is it allows you to focus on all the calls that get you the highest return on your investment, right, by blocking any spam calls. So it's actually interesting that you did, you know, mention that you get a lot of calls that, you know, foreign calls, spam calls, things like that, because that's one of the things that we provide for you with your tracking system, right? So ghost calls, dead calls, window shopping calls, or calls that the system, you know, can read as a phone number that just calls around a lot and doesn't really make anything happen, those get blocked for you, right?
Oh,
not
cool.
That you're paying for leads or anything, but it's good to streamline your, you know, the calls that actually matter versus having to take one, you know, nobody answers or you hear somebody breathing in the background like a horror movie.
I get it.
Now this does also let you see what keywords your list is for, right? You can see how many clicks that you're receiving on those. You can see where those searches are being done, so you can see the location that they're performed. And you can also track how many phone calls that you are receiving from new clients, right? So if you want to add any keywords, if you want to run promotions, if you want to change any kind of content, you can do that with the assistance of your account management team. Sound good?
Yeah, and let me ask you this. I've got, you know, because I'm not a big, like, social media guy or whatever. You know, I hate that shit. I just don't like messing with it. So I've got my nephew, my sister, yada, yada. They're the ones who do it. And, like, my Facebook and all that stuff, you know, that's them. I don't do anything with it except for, you know, give them pictures or whatever, give them information, tell them what I do, tell them, you know, yes or no, if I want that on there, blah, blah. So is there any kind of, like, how many users can I have or logins can I have or whatever? Even if it's all the same, I don't care. It's family. I trust them. But is there any training available for them to, you know, like, teach best practices, blah, 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 or where they can sit down and, you know, learn how the dashboard works and those types of things?
Yeah, so that's one of the great things about our support team, right? And your account management team as well. So one of the first things that we do once we get you on board is called a client interview. So it's about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. We just want to get your content editing. We want to get your quality control. We want to make sure all of your business information is absolutely correct for when it's posted on your Google Business Profile. And then they answer and go through any questions that have to do with you know, going over your again, content editing. So that's for your website, that's for your Facebook. And they're available for assisting for if anything gets so if you run into any trouble with, like, your you know, setting things for your Facebook page, because it's a collaborative effort, right? So let's say you have your niece, your nephew, they have some pictures that you sent over to them that they need to get on the website. They want to make sure it's something that'll be eye catching and not just something that's being thrown out there. You call the account management team, account assistance management team. and they'll be able to go through that with them, of course, with your approval. And then they'll be able to answer questions for things like, you know, where should I put this? How often should we post this? And then, of course, the team also posts for you if you send pictures to them and things like that as well.
And then just to make sure, you have my number to call me so we get disconnected. It started breaking up just a minute there, right? So if we get disconnected, you can call me back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the 513-888-1746, correct?
Yeah. It was just you're going on the robot for a second. I don't know if it's me or what, but okay, cool. So let me, because here's just one quick, you know, rapid fire, just a couple questions. Just is there a contract?
There is no contract. So everything is on a two-month verbal agreement. Yep, month to month.
2 months? And how long does my price stay at the $249? What's it go to afterwards? What determines the amount of time I am at the $249, yada, yada, yada?
Yeah, so in 3 months, it would go from $249 to $249. And stay $249 from here. Yeah, yep, for the entire time that you are with us, it'll be $249. Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Man, wow. That's pretty cool. Okay. Dang, you stumped me there. I was, did not expect that either. So, cool. And then so here's probably how I envision it would go is, when we have that call, the introductory call, whatever, it would be probably me, and, you know, my, family members. I would probably answer whatever basic details. But they would probably be the ones that need to ask the questions, and they would probably be the ones that need to learn this. Is that okay to have, like, a group session on that call? Like,
yeah,
if I had
absolutely.
My family here and we were on speaker or something like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because, you know, it's, like I said, it's a collaborative effort, right? We 100% are going to need you to be on the line for the client interview, naturally. But, yeah, having everybody else there who's going to be involved with it on the call with you, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll be honest with you. I think this sounds like something I absolutely want to do at this point. I would like to look, you know, just look things over. Is there a way you could, can you send me some of this by email or something, or so that I can just look it over and, you know, just, and I'm and not, you know, I understand I'm talking with you and all that. I just also would like to verify the number and make sure, you know, just protect myself, make sure this isn't a very, very elaborate spam call, anything like that, or you know, scam. But is there a chance I could get some information sent over by email and look this over and then follow back up with you maybe on tomorrow, Friday, or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, trust me. I get all the odds and ends of having to do your research, my man. Like I said, been here very long time. So I get it. And let me tell you, I've seen some elaborate, and I mean elaborate scams out there. So I definitely understand.
Yeah, no, I mean, and this sounds pretty fantastic. So when you say, and you say first page, right? So I'm not the number one. That's fine. But you said in the top five.
So yeah, you'll be anywhere placed between the first and tenth spots, right? The spots that people usually see right there. Now, how your ranking increases, that all comes to, you know, the continuous reporting, the ongoing reviewing, the reviews, the calls, the tracking. Those all culminate in, you know, how your ranking moves, right? For example, let me go ahead and give an example of one of the clients that I have.
Okay.
Birkin's Concrete, right? So, for them, they were at the very bottom, right? So a lot of times when you go to search up anybody, you open that big old list, you'll go all the way to the bottom. There's like 50, 60 people in there. They were closer to like the 30, 33 area. So when we first got them signed on, they were kind of just fresh starting out. You know, they wanted to expand, but, you know, one of the major things here is that we don't want to throw too much at you, right? So, you know, he wanted the Google ads, he wanted the local service, he wanted everything to kind of try to, you know, power blast into that area. And, of course, you know, I got him the same package that I'm getting you, just because it's a good start, right? We want to make sure that your Google business profile is out there, because that's the verifications you need to even get things like Google Ads and Google Guaranteed and local service ads and things like that. So we got that set for him. He was currently, the last time I checked, was about 2 weeks ago, he was up at the seventh spot, right? And that was down from the third spot. You know what I mean? But you'll always be on that first page. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. And is it, does it show as a sponsored ad or anything like that? Or is it just in the listings? So, you know, at the top you have sponsored.
Yeah. So that's the Google Guaranteed, Google Ads area. That's where, that's what the sponsored and Google Guaranteed are.
And that would only be local, right? So when you say local, I work all the way from, so I'm based in Loveland, Ohio, which is like Cincinnati. But I do work all the way up to, you know, Dayton, even, you know, further sometimes. But, you know, and then west, I go about as far as Indianapolis, and south, I go about down to Louisville, Kentucky. What's the range on, you know, what's included with the price that we've talked about? How far does that go? Is it like a matter of how many zip codes I get or something like that?
Nope. So it'll go based off of a radius, right? So, it's 350 miles, complete radius. So, you know, every direction. Now you can expand on that. That would of course come in when you decide to do things like upgrading to, you know, Google Ads and things like that, because that's where we expand way outside your actual range, right? So this is if you're looking to go from Ohio and you do work in New York and you do work in Minnesota and you do work in, you know what I mean? That's when you're starting to really reach out there.
Yeah, no. So like I said, like Florida's an area of interest, but I would probably say shrink that radius. Is that an option as well? So, I mean, I would probably say more like 150 to 200 miles. I don't, 350's, well, hell, maybe not. I don't know if it's included. I mean, damn, but, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe some people do like going, you know, some people like having that cushion room. You know, you might get that one call that's way out there, you know. It doesn't cost you any extra to do that, you know what I mean?
And so, and I guess this is another question I was going to get to, but this will tie in right here, is I'm a commercially focused company. So we do mostly, you know, businesses, industrial, you know, we do everything from small business all the way up to, you know, huge, huge plants. We do also do residential, and that is, an interest. Is there anything to, I guess, well, me mentioning that, A, was just to say, if somebody calls me for a residential job 200 miles away, I'd hate to have to tell them, hey, you're just too far, sorry. You know, but that's probably what would happen for a small ticket job like that. It just wouldn't be worth my time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And that but actually ties back into that freedom to not have to pay for that person that just called you and you couldn't go out there. So, you know, you have the freedom to, you know, push away calls that you can't get to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And is there anything that, as far as these ads and things like that, that is there any kind of separation in, hey, these, you know, like, we want, so say I'm a commercially focused company like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that differs in, like, a residential approach or a commercial approach to advertising, or is it all just kind of the same? You know, just I'm up there in the rankings and here's some ads? Or is there anything that tailors toward one way or the other?
Yeah, so, for instance, once the client interview is set up, right, there are notes that go along with that. And one of those is your main focus, like your biggest focus. So we can put commercial is the biggest focus, willing to accept residential work. Right. So that way, you know, I mean, you're going to get calls from residential people anyway. You're on Google at that point. You know what I mean? So you're going to be on that first page. Residential people are going to call you either way. Right. But that also allows us to focus more on commercial work.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so we can put in for your keywords, for example. Yeah, you know I mean, commercial security, commercial systems, commercial, and then we can put regular. You know, what I'm saying security systems.
I get
cetera,
it. The keywords would be the
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Right.
Yeah, man. I think at this point I'm pretty much sold. I just want to, you know, as I mentioned, kind of just cross my T's, dot my I's. You know. Look it over and verify just the number you called and stuff, and just again, you know, make sure that I'm, you know, talking to a legitimate business. Not that I, you know, think you sound otherwise, but you know, just to be safe. If I wanted to follow up tomorrow or Friday, do I need to call you back? Can you call me back? Is there a direct number to you? Blah, blah, blah.
Actually, so you should see, this is a cell phone, correct? That we're speaking on here?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, so in a couple of seconds, you should see a text message come in. Let me know when you see that. That'll be from Local Splash. That'll be with Aubrey. That's me.
Yep, just got it.
Perfect. So in there is the main line, so 877-635-6225. And then the extensions for my personal phone is in there. So you'll see the 1493. Give me one second. I am putting together the informational email for you. So it's going to have our website with all of our packages. You'll be able to see our Google seal of approval for partnership. You can even click that. I recommend you click that, actually, because it'll take you to the legitimate certification, which is impossible to get on your website without Google's approval. You'll see our Better Business Bureau rating. You can go through, you know, some of our testimonials, of course. I know people like to look at reviews. You know, one thing I like to be transparent about with everybody is no business is perfect, right? You always have outliers. Yeah. Of course, you'll have bad reviews here and there. But I urge people to kind of look into those. You know what I mean? Like, you see a bad review, look at how it was handled, right? You'll see that they're handled expeditiously and very quickly, efficiently. You know what I mean? Because we want to make sure that everything is going well for you guys, right? This is all about making better for your business. So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Cool. And then do you have my email address, or do you need my email address?
Yes, please. I was actually going to get to that in the very next one. What is
a good
email?
Just send it to, I have the BurchettSecurity.com email, but like I said, right now it's not actually linked to a domain. So I'm just going to give you the Gmail for the company. It's Burchett, B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T. Secure@gmail.com.
All right. BurchettSecure@gmail.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Let me go ahead and save that here for you. Perfect. And then really quick, just while I have you on the line, you did say you were busy, so let me make this a little quicker here. Just want to make sure you receive my email.
You're fine.
Yeah,
I think it's worth the time at this point.
Right, perfect. All right, I'm also going to send over like an example, a test palette, if you would, for what your my site would look like.
Okay.
You know, don't mind the colors or anything like that. It's just a basic kind of to show what, you know, how intricate we go with your website for you. You can pick the color palettes and things like that.
And then I'm also, I use Jobber, if you're familiar with that.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Do you guys have any integrations with Jobber? So Jobber's basically, are you familiar with it at all or no?
I've heard of it. I don't really know how it particularly works necessarily.
Basically what it is it allows me to send, like, so it's a platform for, you know, keeping track of my clients, sending invoices, sending quotes, things like that.
Ah.
There's also, they have integrations where from my website I can link it. They can go there, pay an invoice, get a, you know, see quotes, or they can even, they have a system set up where they can, like, I can kind of list packages, which I have not done this yet, but it's something I think is beneficial. But so I can list a package and say, hey, here's my 8 camera system, you know, and I can give them a couple of, you know, here's high-end, here's, you know, mid-grade, and then they can even swap cameras out and upgrade the NVR, you know, add terabytes to their hard drive, blah, 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 and kind of customize their package a little bit. I'm assuming we could just do that with a hyperlink, but I just didn't know if you guys had any integrations or if you guys were familiar with working with them or anything like that.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say integration, but definitely, like you mentioned, a hyperlink. That is definitely something we can, you know, post into the website. So if they need to get there, or if you need to get there, if anybody needs to reach that, it can be reached through the hyperlink for sure.
Okay, and then here's a little bit more of a hairy question. And this is not a make or break thing at all. Again, at this point, I think what you guys are offering is absolutely worth the price point and sounds very beneficial. Is there any chance, and I you know, just shoot me straight here on this, of collaboration? So say I had, you know, maybe my account manager or both my account managers, you know, my account manager from Jobber and my account manager from Local Flash on the line together with myself, and where we could maybe, you know, talk and find out what a good way to set things up would be, you know, as far as like building the website, linking it, doing all this and that. Is that any kind of possibility, or is that asking too much? Which I understand if it is, but.
Oh yeah, well, I definitely wouldn't say it's asking too much. Just, you know, making sure all of your bases are covered. So those are all things, that you would be able to go over with the client interview team, because that sounds like it would take, you know, if you didn't have the time, you know, it sounds like it would take a second call. So like the first call from them would be setting up your Google Business Profile, getting all that stuff running and underway for you. And then, you would, you know, you have a second call set up to go over things like, integrating your management team. I can't remember who the person was that you said there, but, integrating them into the call with
you and my sister. So
the same ones that'll be on the call with your client interview with you in the upcoming. Okay. Yeah. So anything involving that'll have to involve them and you, you can have them on the call with you, to go over things so that everybody has an understanding, everybody has the information, and everybody knows what's going on there.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I mean, awesome. Yeah. I think that's about all the questions I really got for you right now.
All right, perfect. I know it's taking me a second to get your email set here. I'm trying to get all the proper links for you. Don't worry.
Take your time. At this point, I'm, you know, it's what it is. It's getting late anyway.
Excellent. I do apologize for soaking you up there. I know I did say we would be expedient
and quick.
You know, we had a couple of things to go over there.
Sometimes, you know, we just got away. Way of the benefits, I think this was a beneficial call, so it was worth the time. I didn't mean, you know, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then what would I be missing here? Oh, your link page. Make sure that's in there. All right. Perfect. If you can just give me like 45 seconds really quick, I'm just going to put you on like a 1 minute hold real quick. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, perfect. I'll be right back.
Sorry.
Oh, Loki. You okay, bud? You okay, bud? Okay, you just feel taller, bud.
All right, perfect. So go ahead and make sure you receive that first email from me just to make sure we got that over to you.
All right, give me 1 second here. All right, Aubrey Browning, local slash details. Yes, sir, got it.
Yes, sir, awesome, awesome. So that'll have both your My Site example page, so you can give a really good look over for that. It'll actually show you also what it'll look like for people on, like, mobile, laptop, tablet, things like that. It'll give you, like, a view of what the page looks like on mobile devices.
Okay.
It'll show you how the layout will be. So you'll see, like, at the bottom, it'll be, like, a time schedule for, you know, opening operation hours. And then for, of course, the local splash page there, the very first thing you'll see, of course, is, like, this big orange banner. It'll, you know, pretty much go over a small outline, you know, getting found online, monitoring your views, tracking your success, generating leads, all that good stuff. Of course, like I said, it'll show you our proven successes, of course. You can give a good look over of those. And you'll, at the bottom, you'll see our pricing. You can ignore that. The one that we're looking at for you here, of course, is the Premier. So the platinum package at the bottom, platinum SEO packages. You don't have to worry about that. Yours is $249 with 99 set up. But it gives you a little bit of an extra look as to what that entails, right? So your Google places, being local and all of that stuff. You can give a good look at that. And then at the very bottom, go ahead and take a look at our, you know, Better Business Bureau ratings, our partnerships, our TrustWave Commerce. And, we can go ahead and set up a good time for tomorrow or, you know, to go ahead and have a sit down and go over everything with you here.
Okay, awesome. Hold on 1 second here. Sorry, I apologize again. Jack, go that way. Go. Sorry. Don't let the dogs out. Repeat the last part. I'm really sorry. You know, I was trying to listen, but they wouldn't stop barking, and they got all tangled up in the lines.
Oh, yeah. No, understandable. I was just saying, you know, you can go over at the bottom there. You can go over our, you know, our Trust Commerce. You know, again, our Google badge of approval there. And then, of course, you can see our BBB rating. And then, of course, we can go ahead and set up a good time for you here. You said tomorrow morning, or did you say afternoon was a good time for you?
So just to make sure I have time to, cause I'm going to, you know, probably speak with, my sister, my nephew, my brother, everyone, and kind of go over all this with them. Is there any way we could do Friday morning?
Friday morning?
Are you
absolutely
in Friday?
I am.
Yeah, just,
yes,
I just wanna, I don't want to say tomorrow and then waste your time and maybe like, hey, we never got through it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Totally understand. Okay, Friday morning. And what time range for you?
Whenever's probably fine. Early, probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock would be the best.
Oh, perfect. 8:30, 9.
I don't have to do like all the onboarding and stuff that day, correct? Because I doubt I'd be able to get everybody together, and, you know.
Yeah, no. So we would schedule a time for you. So, for example, if we were to get you onboarded today, we would set the client interview for, you know, whatever day would be available for you. So let's say tomorrow you're not available, but Friday you are at 12 o'clock. We would set that on the calendar for them, and then they would give you that call at that time. If you had to reschedule, they would just go ahead and send you an email to reschedule. You know what I mean? So if you couldn't answer the phone, it's not like you just lost everything. We would just reschedule with you.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then also, I guess, so two more quick questions. You guys do weekends. So if I need to have that call on a weekend, Saturday or Sunday, is that a possibility or is this only weekdays?
Only weekdays. Yeah, our customer support is 24/7. Our offices are not.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. And what's the time frames? Like, what's the time slots? Because, you know, right now everybody works. So trying to get everyone over here to on a weekday would just be a little tricky. What's the – so you guys are in California. I'm Eastern time. What would
that'd
be –
that would be 10 to 7. Yeah, for Eastern time, it would be 10 to 7. So, like, 7
to 7.
4.
Okay.
PST, yep.
Yep. Perfect. Okay, cool. So we could definitely do something like 5 or 6. That would be great. And then one more just question. So as far as the advertising, sponsors, you know, pictures, all this and that. So one of my first jobs I actually landed, it was the first job I landed here with my company was, it's the Emory Building is what it's called. It's downtown Cincinnati. It's a historical building that's being renovated. It's a theater. And it's like a $53 million renovation. You know, it's in like the local news and all this stuff and on all that. And, you know, they're going through and doing walkthroughs with the owners and, you know, showing it off on the news. So that's, you know, for me, obviously, that's a cool job for me to land and for me to promote that, hey, I did the work here, you know, blah, blah, blah. So say, you know, once that job is complete, which it should be done by the end of next month, I should be, you know, all my stuff should be wrapped up and I should be out of there. Is there a way, you know, do you guys have like strategies or is there like, so when I talk to my account manager, like what can we, is there any thoughts on what we can do with stuff like that? Or do you guys have experience, you know, helping promote an idea like that? Or, you know, like, hey, just to show the legitimacy, yada, yada. Hey, look, we've done high-end projects, you know, big projects.
Gotcha. So that'll actually come to a couple of things for you, right? So not only is that a description that we would want to definitely have in your website, because that shows, like you said, that shows standing, right? That shows that you guys take on these good jobs, these big jobs, these high end, these big ballers. So what we would do for that is, and that comes down to your reviews as well, right? So let's say you get done with that huge job, right? The review that they leave means everything, right? Because reviews are everything when it comes to being online, right? So, let's say you get done with that $53 million job. They hop on Google and they were like, these guys, they did it all. They got it done. Definitely recommend them again. 10 out of 10, right? With 5 stars, obviously.
Awesome.
The moment a regular person sees that, they don't even decide to look at anything else. Like, oh, they did a $53 million job. I'm just going to click on them and book them.
Well, we didn't get to $53 million. Yeah, you know, just the renovation is $53 million. I wish I got the $53 million.
Yeah.
That'd be sick as hell. but no. Obviously, you know, but that's just the total cost of the renovation of the theater was like $53 million, some shit like that. But okay, so and who would be? So I have, you know, several contacts there. I've got the construction company as the project manager I work with mostly. But then, you know, like the operations manager of the theater is my contact for that company. That was, you know, so I work with the company, personally, you know, or as business to business, but then I'm also working with the construction company as like, you know, third party type guy.
Okay. Interesting.
So who would be the review I would want? Would I, you know, is there a way to like, get multiple reviews from them? Like, I could have the manager from Carex say, hey, you know, Devin was, you know, did everything we wanted, did the impossible, blah, blah. And then I could have, you know, her say, you know, great timelines, yada, yada was done, you know, when we needed him to be, everything was fantastic.
You're right on point. Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool.
Yes,
cool,
sir.
Cool. All right. Well, I love it, dude. I think that's about everything I got right now. And I've got that email. I'm going to have to, you know, talk to the family and get everybody together, explain to them what I'm thinking about doing here, and see what times are available, but, and have them kind of look it over and, you know, and then I'll, you know, like I said, just verify everything is safe. So by Friday, we should be good to go. So Friday morning, what time did you say?
So Friday morning, 8:30, anywhere between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. Is the area for you, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Make sure that is everything. Yes, that is everything. All right, perfect. So we do have that time set for you. I already did set the reminder in here for it. So I will definitely go ahead and contact you on Friday and see how everything goes. Maybe touch base with you tomorrow through a quick text, you know, anything like that.
Absolutely.
You know, if
feel
you
free,
have
man.
Any
my
more questions that pop up. Perfect, perfect. If you have any more questions that pop up, you can feel free to throw a text, throw an email. I'm more likely off of business hours to check the email than I am the phone service. But
I'll be up there answering questions. Yeah, no, I won't bother you outside business hours. You know, I'll be I get it. Nobody wants to work outside of work, so no, that's cool, bro. I appreciate you, man. Really, thank you for calling and looking forward to it, dude. I think this sounds awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Can't wait to have you on board. Make sure everybody's all good. Me, get you skyrocketing out here, man. Very happy for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, brother. You have a good one. I'll talk to you Friday.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon, man.
All right. Bye.